one thing I found private worship to be. Of course, in Ephesians 5, he said you're ministering to yourselves. Ministering to yourselves. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He pretty much covered the whole spectrum of worship, including private. At the same time that you're glorifying God and worshiping Him, the real person that you're ministering to is you. He's not capable of change. You are. So it's you that you're ministering to, and it's interesting what part. As you go on in the same chapter, he said Jesus is the covering, the head of the church, and it's a head covering and provider and savior of the body. And like we said so many times when we broke this down, that if he's the head, which is the covering of the church, then we already know that from the previous verses even leading up to that. So if he was reading that letter, you'd say, why would he have to call himself the head of the church? And then the same verse, the Savior of the body. Because Savior there, the head meaning covering and also provider. So Savior of body meant as he saved you out of, to save you into, out of sin, to deliver you into righteousness, saved you out of poverty, to deliver you to his blessing, and on and on. When he got done doing this tremendous teaching on husband and wife and Christ and the church, then he said, men, you ought to cherish and honor your wives, even as Christ the church. He says, it's a great mystery, nevertheless. He was really speaking concerning Christ and the church. This is the case. When you're ministering to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs yourself, you're the one that's on the move, even though he's receiving the worship. You're the one changing. See, you're going from where you are to a place in him that was provided 2,000 years ago, where he not only cherishes, but he nourishes you. I'd call that needs met, wouldn't you? Why hang around an emotional onslaught of defeat when you can go from here to there? I thought when he taught me private worship, it was so I could, you know, worship him and teach on it, but he tricked me. God's a crafty little God. He tricked me. I didn't know it was the fellowship limb. Didn't know it was that part that I needed to go on and get to know my Father. And it turned out to be a presence gift. Did you have a good time when the man jumped out of the wheelchair and pushed it out Sunday morning? Making loud comments on the way out, like, I never remember when I felt this good. You're loading your own wheelchair in the car. Why stay where you are when he's given you every key you need to make the journey?
Well, brother, I didn't earn my standing.
You certainly didn't. And he's got a standing in himself as the covering and provider where he nourishes and cherishes you. See, he brought it to a level you could understand. You know? And today, you know, marriages aren't, wouldn't you think with all the word that's in Tulsa, and we'd have a higher rate of marriages making it. We're not a better city. So when he was using a relationship between a man and a woman to describe to you that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife and the two should become one flesh, he's trying to get over to you the relationship that Christ has with the church. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That one. No more than you would let your wife starve to death, or if things was right, you'd cover and provide. You're the first line of defense. He said, she's the weaker vessel, not that she's weaker in God, because the inside of the clay pot holds the same. Our outside is more rugged. We were made more for front line. Yours was second line of defense. It's not that you can't make your goods and sell them at the gates like the proverb woman. But the man's covering covered all that too. You don't have to lay down and quit when it's right. All of it's covered. So a man that's a man, he wouldn't dream of laying down on his back while his wife went hungry. He would never dream letting need take you over while there was enough life in his body to do something about it. What makes you think that he used that example then didn't leave you a way to get there? Don't you think? Well, worship has everything to do with that. Your emotions. He said the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. So we're talking about some kind of weaponry, an arsenal that's really mighty, but in God. I mean, these are weapons that belong to God. I mean, we're talking weapons of mass destruction in God's arsenal. Our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Who erects the strongholds? The devil. Who pulls them down? Thank you very much. Now, stronghold in your would be more like the forts they put up in Indian territory to protect the settlements. When there was enough settlements, they'd have a fort and they'd get the whole towns into the fort. They were strongholds and they'd make their stand there. That's what the devil likes to do. Weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down his strongholds. And he tells you what they are, casting down imaginations. And imaginations is a system of thought empowered by emotion. Now they say, you know, that the strongest attribute of the soul is will. I've seen emotion overturn the will a whole lot more than I've seen will overturn emotion. Usually will can last if your life's at stake, such as you get thrown in prison. Then it doesn't make it every time. A person will have to have an extraordinary strong will to survive in those emotional crises and times. Usually the emotion wins. Hands go up. You know, it's, I give up. Well, the emotion's got a way of operating against you 24 hours a day sometimes. Just wear you, wear you, wear you. Whereas will is something you have to summon up and use it to make you stand. And sometimes you wouldn't even know it was there unless you was classifying it. I got a strong will, but emotion, man, you know they're present. Usually everybody else does too. And he said, our weaponry is mighty through God, a mighty arsenal. Ooh, what kind of weapon could God possibly have for me? It would pull down systems of thoughts empowered by emotions. Fueled, we just can't let it go. Just can't. Well, I can tell you. Leading into that place Christ has provided. He says, look, I have a positional truth for you. He says, husbands, treat your wives like I treat the church. I nourish it and I cherish it. If he said he does that, then he's doing that. That means his nourishing and cherishing is always, always present. But it's up to me to accept it and to walk in it. What did he say in Ephesians 5? Don't be drunk on wine wherein is excess. What part of an alcoholic does alcohol affect? Is it not his emotions? His perceptions altered. He either sees things better than they are or worse than they are. but his perception does not stay the same. Why? Alcohol affects your emotions. When he said, be not drunk on wine wherein is excess, but be you filled with the Spirit, he's saying, look, let me show you how to affect your emotions with the right thing. Be not drunk on wine wherein excess, but be you filled with the Spirit. How? Ministering to yourself. Ministering to yourself. Ministering to yourself. Who? Yourself. Why? He's already provided position. You're the one that needs to go there. Who is it up to? Well, if I can't just through every decision process in me, this is the nourishing, cherishing circle dove here. If with everything I'm operating in and trying and took everybody's counsel and teaching, they told me what to do, it's all mine. I know it's all mine.
Well, yes, it is all yours. It's by His grace, it's all yours.
I know that.
Yes, it is. Just accept it. Just play around. Tell me how.
Oh, pardon me. If there's a truth, if you're having trouble believing it, what makes you think that He wouldn't provide something for you to do to go from where you can't believe it to where you can? What do you think? You got some halftime father up there, is it? Think He left something out? I don't think so. Therefore, the path to the miracle is as final, as accessible, unchanging, and on purpose as the miracle itself. Please, if I just can't, because of all the wonderful things you placed in my mind, step over to nourish and cherishing, can you tell me at least how to take the first step? It just so happens that I can. Hallelujah. Be not drunk on emotion sense altering wine, but be you filled with the Spirit. How? Ministering to yourself. To yourself. To yourself.
Who?
Yourself. Ministering to yourself.
Who?
Yourself. Who?
Yourself.
This, who has the problem? If there's nothing wrong with his operation, then who can we cast the shadow towards? Nothing wrong with what he did for me. There's nothing wrong with redemption. Nothing wrong with my liberty. Nothing wrong with what he said. So the problem's not on that end. Whew. Ministering to who? Myself. Myself. To be filled with the Spirit.
Well, I'm already filled, Brother Rob.
Not that kind. We're talking about the presence that's already in you. Taking the rest of you over. We're talking about Him taking that new nature that has superseded, overpowered, displaced, and replaced the law of sin and death with the law of the Spirit of life, and magnifying it until your soul is running out of defeat and into victory like a suey call to a farmer's hog yard. I thought I'd explain myself a little. Who am I ministering to? Myself. Myself. Where was my faith manifested? My faith was manifested in believing in what He said to stay in there and keep worshiping in Him and keep on and keep on. Stay in there and stay in there until the imagination has been cast down. The systems of thoughts is being empowered by emotion, is replaced by the peace resonating waves of joy and peace that's saying the Word of God is more true than that stupid stronghold that thought it had finished me off. Where is the fight fought? Not in staring into the circle and wondering how to get there. The fight is fought in raising your hand and ministering to yourself every day until you step in to the circle and begin to receive that place in Him. Whew. The Holy Ghost will shed His love abroad in you. He'll take that new nature and resonate it, magnify it so strong through the rest of you that like an alcoholic, he's sedated, his senses are gone. He walks up to the governor of California, and a nerd, Wally Cox, says, "I'm going to whip you. Hey, your senses are impaired. You're not evaluating things in the light they exist in. Your emotions are seasoned in alcohol. You're going to end up on the floor, boy. You can't whip me. You've been deceived by your own emotions." Yeah? Well, let's take that to the opposite extreme. Now I'm ministering to myself with truths and worshiping God. He's bringing my new nature forward that says I have victory until I step into the circle and the opposite has taken place. I'm so nourished and so built up and fortified in my emotions that they're turning into peace, turning into joy, and they're declaring that I have it when the devil says I didn't. Boy. Whew. So that 17th verse in that chapter, Ephesians 5, he begins that certain part of the teaching about ministering to yourself. You don't have to be drunk on wine, that you can build yourself up. Ministering to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And he goes on then to that position that a man has in Christ where he nourishes and cherishes. He uses the family unit. Then he switches it and says, "Nevertheless, I speak concerning Christ and His standing with you." So the more you minister to yourself, the more the pendulum is going to swing towards the faith that says that it's done. You just feel it breaking away from the emotions that says it's not. Just feel it swinging over till peace and joy and victory and celebration in the face of circumstances and the devil become so imminent that it's over. It's over before it's over. I'm going to speak the word. Go on, speak it. The worship will make you believe it. So what did he say? The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, systems of thoughts empowered by emotion, casting down imaginations. Systems of thoughts empowered by emotion will begin to create imagination that'll leave truth the way things really exist and start building sandcastles that don't exist, but you'll believe them. And casting down imagination and every high thing that has taken those things to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, displace God's word, His knowledge, with its own until you're defeated. I don't think so. Hallelujah. So why don't you jump up for a minute? Lift both those hands like half mask, like you're pulling out of a bay. I can't see that yet. Reach down on the inside of you where that nature that you fellowships with lives. Pour yourself into each statement of adoration. Oh, hallelujah. How could I have ever doubted you? Hallelujah. You're not a man that you can lie. Exalted, your word above your name, heaven and earth will pass, but your word abides forever. I have what I say. Call myself dead to the world and alive unto you that I may give you all the glory. In every circumstance, every standing, every problem. I shall get us. Hallelujah. Oh, I love to meet the devil's onslaught with my hands up and my heart worshiping. In fact, it's insulting to him. He tries to scare you and you meeting with an avalanche of worship. It's done. Placing Christ in that place of grace where his blood pilkibus kadama. I knew that was going to happen. The kodama to a cat. Hello, maskaratoma. Meheskarasha. For he that walks down this path will soon understand that fellowship with me is the drink of water that quenches the thirst that men cannot quench, nor can they give you. Therefore, walk down this path, minister to yourself, pay no attention to the emotions that would come your way. Pay no attention. Yes, sir. Like I see. Durabo has krenteskeli, mahaskedisi. He just said there will always be an increase. In fact, the very thing you're building yourself above will seem like it will come alive. And it'll fight like a scalded dog for a while. He said, especially give no heed when you're doing the things that's right and they rise up and get worse, especially during that time, pay special attention, nurture yourself and continue to build yourself up. For you'll not get too far down this path that I'll establish myself in you in such a way, saith the Lord, that you'll never turn back. For even the victory that precedes the victory, that is the fellowship with me, saith the Lord, it will be too sweet. Woo! That sounds like some nourishing and cherishing there. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! I feel like future victory standing in church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. I hear some good stuff. I hope it's for you too. He said he's pulling my stops out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might as well get in on this. Lift your hands up and say, he's pulling my stops out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. There's a little grace here. There's a little celebration. Like he's moving in and giving you some victories before you see them. A little grace here. Little of his standing for yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Insane asylums. Children's hospitals. Big people's hospitals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that nurtures his own spirit builds a strong city. And even those weaknesses is in you, I can overcome. For when the Holy Ghost nurtures your nature, when he takes what you become and magnifies it, then the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And this gospel and you are made not ashamed. Therefore, be strong in those things that change things, such as fellowshipping with me. Why spend you the day at the gate wondering? Enter in and taste and see. Hisketa, for many of you, your journey is really just beginning. Hallelujah. Hiskarasa dema. Nehiske loboeske. Domakedesehe. A journey. Journey with both sides of the trail laced with victory. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. For you'll stop along the path. For there's many streams, many wells, and you'll drink deep. There'll be many celebrations, for there'll be much victory along the way. For when you release the Holy Spirit to take everything that you are in me, then all things are possible. To this person who believes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how loud you worship, or how loud you pray in tongues, or how quiet you worship, or how quiet or loud you pray in tongues. So could I say, I found out, forget the vocal cords when I'm by myself. He doesn't have any trouble hearing me. Hallelujah. Once in a while, I'll burst out in a little frenzy of excitement or something. For the greater part, I go, I love you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just kidding. It doesn't make any difference. It's just below the level for my vocal cords oscillate. Hallelujah. It's very effective. Building myself up. Make it nourish, cherish, and positional truth. Unearnable, provided. Savior of the body, covering of the church, provider, provider, provider. He wants your neighbor to get saved worse than you do. Provider, provider. He's not testing you at the cost of people going to hell by the thousands because you don't have any money. Provider, provider, provider. The only reason he can't give it to us is because there's things in us that won't let him. He's provider, provider. Well, you're not going to stay stingy and stay mean, letting the Holy Ghost minister to your new nature. Hallelujah. You might go in mean, you'll come out clean. That's why the fight of faith is fought, by not stopping. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Oh, I praise you and magnify, glorify. Yeah, yeah, in the middle of the circumstances. Hallelujah. If I'm not doing everything right, I'll be magnified above it, because it can't not stay right and have God get bigger in me. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I do believe I'll repeat myself. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. I think I'm going to drop names from high places a little bit. Jesus. Jesus. This good. Holy Spirit. Boy, that's a name from a high place. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kinamasa. The devil has felt every kind of pressure system, kid, about us. He had just about every kind of pressure system against me. He's barred every door. He's parked trains against him. He's done about everything that he can do. And it irritates him so bad. When I have a party right in the middle of it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm having a party. I'm magnifying and glorifying Jesus for positioning me in the place. And the Father has made me free. The devil isn't going to hear anything else from me. He can park a train against every door into everywhere I'm supposed to go. Don't make any difference to me. Kiss, Kadasa. My spirit is out of his jurisdiction. He may park trains against my flesh from every side, but he can't get in there. Check out. Why do you think under the shadow there was outer court, inner court? Holiest of holies.
Does the devil know what I'm saying when I pray in tongues?
No, he doesn't. I mean, why give him an advantage when you don't even know?
He doesn't know?
No. No, he doesn't know. As a man, and I believe it was his wife, was rushed to intensive care, and he's confessing the word. Heading for the hospital, she'll live and not die. Live and not die. Hallelujah. She'll live and not die confessing. And every time he'd make his confession, he was shattered by the emotion. Just racked him. Couldn't hardly drive. He'd hear it. She'll die. He'd say, no, she'll live and not die. This went on for some time as he was heading for the hospital. And all of a sudden, through discerning of spirits, God opened his eyes. That's when you can see what is going on in the realm of the spirit around you with both devils. And generally, if you look in there, you can see angels too. However, that day I saw this building filled up with devils. I didn't see any angels. I sure wish they'd have been there. God. Hallelujah. He opened his eyes, and there's the devil just riding over here. Sitting here, going, nah, helping him drive, you know. There's another devil sitting here. And every time he'd make his confession, she'll live and not die. This devil would scream through his ear to the other one, she'll die. She'll die. Well, and God got done with him. Discerning his spirits, he told him, he says, now, make your confession, then go on. Couple it together with praying in tongues. Go on, do it now. So he says, oh, she'll live and not die. Went on quiet for a while. God opened his eyes. The devil leaned around the back of his head. Looked at the other one and says, what do you reckon he's saying? He says, I don't know, but are you feeling that burning the way I'm feeling? He says, yeah, I feel it too. He said, reckon we ought to leave? And the other one says, yes. Of course, he didn't understand what he was praying. Under the shadow, there's outer court, inner court, and then holiest of holies, see? Which now, this is his temple. The holiest of holies is my born again human spirit. My inner court is my soul. The priests were allowed to minister in the inner court. My outer court is the flesh. Now, there was only one person allowed in the holiest of holies, and that was the high priest with the sacrificial offering once a year. If it wasn't accepted, they had bells on the priest. So they'd keep listening for the jingling. And if the jingling stopped, they had a hook. They would reach in with the hook and pull him out. There's nobody going to go in there and get him. Pull him out because it wasn't accepted. Dead. My holiest of holies is out of Satan's jurisdiction. There's nobody allowed in there but my high priest. If the devil ever had the audacity to penetrate the veil of the holiest of holies, God would take his head off at the shoulders. So park your trains. Fargo. Just give my spirit man room to lift his arms and I'll get out of it. Hallelujah. Go on. Give it your best shot. Go on, Decadesi. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I worship you. I'm positioning Jesus. I get everything in me. I magnify you. And I'm positioning him in that place where he said, I'm free. He'll hear nothing from my mouth. And I'll hear nothing from his mouth. Except I am free. Who am I ministering to? Who? Whew, yourself. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making mellow in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things to God and the Father. Do you love that? God and the Father. God and the Father. And that's really nice, having a Father that is not limited to the boundaries of our natural Father. Say, well, what makes you think you're going to win? Oh, didn't I tell you? My Father's God, too. Giving thanks to God and the Father. The Father part's important. If I was you, I'd be approaching Him as my Father. Because you are His son, daughter. Jews knew Him as God. That's how they approached Him. They watched Him part the Red Sea. They'd go before Him at war. They loved Him. But they didn't know Him. You do. You have His nature. So what changed about you and them? Underneath the shadow, He rested on their soul. And carried out His purpose, pursuits, and plans under the shadow. Before that, underneath the error, under the dispensation of righteousness accounted by faith, and the law added to righteousness because of sin. Nevertheless, wouldn't it stand to reason that the only thing that's changed between you and them is your nature? Now he's saying, giving thanks to God and the Father, in the name of He who's positioned you in the victory in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here you are, standing there belligerently worshiping Him hour after hour, and glorifying Him to God and the Father. That place you have in Him as your Father. That's where you want to approach Him. Oh, Father. So if this is the only part of you that's changed, wouldn't it stand to reason that the victory would be ministering to the part of you that changed? That you can't keep worshiping Him. As He said in Romans 5, when He talked about the grace that we're justified by faith in, He says, we glory, but not only in His glory, but we glory also in tribulations, knowing that tribulations, that if we glory in the midst of them and the train's parked on every side, that the tribulation then will go out and employ experience. Because there's a tribulation that if you don't do the right thing in the beginning of it, it won't employ the God kind of patience. And you could have it all your life and terminate from it. If you do the right thing when the tribulation comes, that would be to position Christ. And then tribulation will go out and employ patience. And then the patience will go out and employ experience. And experience will keep multiplying itself in truth. And it will go out. And it needs a vessel to fill up. So it will employ the hope that receives the substance of faith. And then the hope will reach such a capacity that the Holy Ghost will shed His love abroad in you that makes not ashamed as you and God blow every train off of your door and walk out of there in victory.
Hallelujah.
Just because the emotions couldn't make a clam out of you. Just because the devil's cheap shots of parking those trains and then screaming through the door at you how poor, mousy little believer that you are, that you wouldn't stop positioning Christ in the place that says you're free.
Jesus.
There is your fight.